compromise on having things instead of your hourly rate and the jobs you take. And this will make the life you want. What do I mean by this? I have been recently through the challenge of deciding how much money am I willing to take per hour for my work. For most of my life, I compromised on that. An employer would offer me, say, $10 an hour, and I'd really feel like I was worth at least $15 or $20 an hour, but I'd take $10 an hour anyway. And I'd do work I didn't love and enjoy just to have a job, just to have my own place. And what I've learned is when I compromise on having things and I do not compromise on my time for money, that my life is a lot happier and full of the things I want. For example, instead of compromising and settling for a job I don't like, or instead of settling for a lower pay rate so I have more guaranteed money in the short term, I settle for having a smaller house, a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house, which in some places in the world would be absolutely gigantic. With my wife, we sold our 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a pool to move into a smaller house to take the money and to live across the street from her family. This allows me to then be ruthless with the work I will accept. I set my rate higher because then I don't need to work as much. If you demand a higher pay rate, people will respect that either by giving it to you or not hiring you. I think personally it's better to go unhired and have time to do things I love, to participate with my family, to do things like volunteer, than it is to compromise and take work that I'm not passionate about for an hourly rate that I'm not excited about. I think one of the greatest things you might call evil in the world is good people going to work and compromising on earning money. Doing jobs we don't enjoy ends up producing all the evils of the world. Do you think there'd be people in prison? Do you think all these things that you struggle against and shout about, do you think they'd happen if good people didn't go to work and accept wages that were underpaid to do work they weren't passionate about because they just wanted to feed their families and pay their bills? Today, I refuse to compromise on my hourly rate. I refuse to do work that I don't have love and passion for. I would rather volunteer. I would rather have a smaller house or have to move in with my family as I did before. Or I would rather be humbled more, so to speak, and be of service. Feel good about the work I'm doing. Than ever go, I've had a bunch of different jobs. And the problem is when you accept these lower hourly rates, you get stuck in them. You get stuck in this cycle of violence almost, where you keep going to work and you start excluding other areas of your life. For example, when you accept a lower hourly rate, you don't have time to set up other things. And I'm grateful in my life I have things like $1,500 a month on YouTube. I'm grateful last month thousands of dollars earned on Stack Commerce, thousands of dollars earned on Skillshare, thousands of dollars selling courses on my website, thousands of dollars earned on Patreon. And I have had time to set all that up because I've been ruthless about accepting work that was below an hourly rate I was excited about. And it's not because I'm a smart person, it's because I've done the opposite so many times. I've accepted so much work that I didn't love and enjoy. I did a poor job on it and then would have to go looking for another client. For the first 3 years of my business, I was stuck in a cycle of accepting work just to get paid. And I did the same thing with jobs, accepting work and jobs just to get paid that I didn't enjoy. And then spending lavishly on things like when I was single, a 1-bedroom apartment just for me, when I could have lived at home with my parents for free, which I eventually ended up doing, and not even needed any money at all. That's where is a great place to compromise. Compromising and doing work you don't love for an hourly rate you're not excited about is one of those compromises that is like a leech. It just sucks the lifeblood out of me. I'm grateful I've learned from that today. And that's why I set my hourly rates where I feel they're worth based on my value to the world. Some people have been very critical. My hourly rate is the minimum hourly rate I offer now is $249 an hour. That's the lowest I offer because I will do whatever I want for less than that. I will accept whatever consequences come for less than that. I'm excited to work. If you hire me for 25 hours a month, I'm excited to work for you for $249 an hour. If you don't, I am willing to not have any clients at all because then I can spend time setting up a business like I have online now. I have several friends who are unemployed who are looking for work online, and I consistently see them in the exact same trap. They want work and money now. Now. And they want to just go get a job right away, and that puts you in the position you essentially have to compromise. You have to take whatever lame hourly rate you get or sit around unemployed feeling bad about yourself. And they've asked me, what do I do to find work? And this is exactly what I've said. Work on building and doing what you want to. You've got this free time. Build up, show what you can do, learn new skills, and let the employers come to you. Be in a position where when you get discovered, you will get a much higher hourly rate. You see, when you go hunting for jobs, you're at the employer's mercy. At the same time, there's employers all over the world who are hunting for people who have the skills they want. When you get found by a potential employer or anyone who wants to pay you to do something, you're in a position to negotiate then. When you take the time to set everything up, build yourself a website, show what you can do on your YouTube channel, forget making a resume. Compromise on demanding that you get money today. Compromise on having nice things. Live with your parents. Give up having... My car is 11 years old. I'm grateful that it runs, and I'm very grateful for that. And I've made all these mistakes too. I went and bought a new car for my wife with a $900 a month car payment. And after doing that, I was ready to compromise and sell our house and take a smaller house. Because many of us get into this endless cycle. As soon as we get ahead a little bit, we grab more and more and more, and we always push the limit financially. If you're willing to sit in the discomfort of not having a job, you'll find it's the perfect opportunity to advance your career farther than you ever imagined. I hope this is helpful for you today, because I know it's not easy getting started working online. Even in the position I'm in, there's lots of things that aren't easy about it. There's lots of people who get frustrated. God, Jerry, people get jealous, get disgusted. Yeah, you charge so much. Why don't you just charge $50 an hour? That's reasonable. No, I will not compromise on my hourly rate. I set the terms of my employment. And if you don't work by those terms, there's no negotiation. I've got the rates posted. If you want lower than that, the answer is no. And when you work on and do what you love, and when you compromise on spending money, then you have the ability to set terms of employment you would never believe possible before. I'm doing that today. And if instead of getting jealous or hating, maybe if you might look at it and say, if he can do that, I can do that too. And then maybe I hope it's useful for you, like, wow, maybe I really can work on my terms instead of someone else's. This is my second tip video about working online, earning money online, and sharing the insights that I've got from 5.5 years of having a business online. I hope this is helpful for you. I love you. I want you to have the life of your dreams, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.